for NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst, and Felix, I have a stuffy nose.
I think I can hear that.
I'm trying to spin it into something sexy, but I think I sound like Donald Duck reading erotica.
No, I think if you had just kept it going, that would have been something. I'm Felix Contreras. This is Alt Latino. This is a track. Donald Duck reading a rock.
I'm sorry, did that trip you up, Felix? Well, in honor of the very mellow, quiet voice I have today.
It's like the quiet storm.
It is the quiet storm, and we have a very quiet, mellow show. What are we starting with here?
This is one of our favorites, Chico Man.
Oh,
and this is his new album. The new album's called Magical Thinking, and this song is called Edge of It. Chico Man is one of the first artists that we played on Alt Latino, and this sounds very different than when we first played him. He's a man of many hats. Mm. His name is Marcos Garcia. You know, and we ran into him. I didn't even recognize him when the band Antibalas, the world music band from New York, when they played here at one of our Tiny Desk concerts,
he came up to me and he said, "Hi, I'm Marcos." I said, "Oh, hi, nice to meet you." And he says, no, I'm Chico Man." I'm like, "Bro, you look completely different," because he had his glasses on. He's a man of many hats. He's very talented, and he does a lot of different styles and things in and around the New York area, but his own thing is very specific. I like all the technical the techno textures, you know, just the instrumentation. I really like that.
And he had started off doing more mixing salsa and traditional stuff. And this is a little just more straight up groove and funk.
Very dance floor.
What do we have next?
Next, we're going to do something you brought in, a track called Belém.
For 6 years, DJ Izem, who's born Jeremy Moussed Kerouanton, for 6 years he traveled Latin America, Brazil, Argentina, and also Spain, and he collected all these sounds. This is EP 2, and what you just heard is Belén, featuring Mexican singer Yolanda Reyes.
So where's he from?
DJ Izem is from France.
And he used all those different cultures. Yeah. I can't wait to hear the rest of the record.
There are a ton of really good songs. And it's all like this really chill, You know, I love this kind of music. Music you can just relax to.
Yeah, because there's always so many different things to listen to for
me. Well,
there's
this misconception that, you know, music... I used to think that music you can relax to can't be engaging also. But this is so engaging. It's so, you know, like a dreamscape.
Whoever thinks that has never heard Miles Davis's Miles Davis's music.
So I guess, are we going to stay in France?
Funny you should ask that, but yes, absolutely. This next song is from a cellist slash singer from Paris, who at the age of 18 went to Argentina to study cello and voice, then came back to Paris. And get on top of all this, her family's from Brazil. This is Dom La Nena, and the album's called Ela, and this track is called Batuque.
Na minha pele e minha cor, no meu sorriso nasce flor, minha alma está no teu tambor, aonde vibra o teu fervor, batuque brasileiro, na roda de pandeiro, bate meu coração, no ritmo da canção, batuque brasileiro, na roda de pandeiro, bate meu coração, no ritmo da canção, esconde, 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 esconde. Se perdem no mar, já ouvi o teu cantar, pelo teu céu quero voar, e tua bandeira carregar, batuque brasileiro, na roda de pandeiro, bate meu coração, mesmo na canção, batuque brasileiro, na roda de pandeiro, bate meu coração, mesmo na canção.
I've seen you dance in your chair a number of times. That was the first time I've ever seen you play air zurdo. Not air guitar, but air zurdo.
I play the zurdo.
The zurdo is the large, large drum you see in the Brazilian carnival bands. And it's usually like chrome-plated, and you wear a strap around your neck, and you just, and it essentially carries the beat. Da-dum, da-dum. That song was a sonic masterpiece, right?
That was great. First of all, well, I am a zurdo player, and I have a special place in my heart for that bass drum that just kind of makes your entire body vibrate. It also kills your back.
Yeah. As you've told me.
But I love the berimbau, which is, it looks almost like a bow and arrow. It's that plucking sound, that blung, blung that you're hearing.
And they use that in capoeira, the Brazilian martial arts,
right,
dancing martial arts thing. And it was brilliantly used in that track.
I love this. And I am such a big fan of Brazilian music. And one of, I guess, a pet peeve of mine is when Brazilian music is equated with, I don't know, kind of like elevator music, or I don't know. I don't want to name record labels, but I have heard some record labels that release Brazilian music, and it's just really stuff that is not in any way innovative, in no way does justice to the creativity of Brazilian artists, the malleability of Brazilian music. It just sounds like, you know, something that you would Google Brazilian music cliche and it would come up.
It would show up.
I mean, it's almost like a compilation of Argentine music that is just straight up tango and doesn't do any justice to all that has happened since tango came onto the scene.
This album by Dom La Nena is a perfect example, because all of the way she layered the voices is a very simple melody. The rhythm track was very sparse, but I, like we said, it was brilliant. I really, really like this album.
Excellent. Felix, I'm noticing that this is a very French show. We're spending a lot of time in France. That was not planned.
Interesting. Really? Just for our fans out there, I've been told not to say interesting.
Yeah, Felix finds things very interesting.
And I have to explain what
interesting
I mean
Contreras.
By interesting.
That's his nickname.
I have to explain what I mean.
Interesante Contreras.
Why is it interesting? I got to put that. So,
it's interesting because our next song is from France. His name is Orlando Diaz Corvalán, and he is a French musician. You would call him a vinyl archaeologist.
Oh, I like him already.
He's of Chilean background, and what he does is he just travels through South America looking for vinyls. And this is called Medline, or Ilacra 2743. And I want to shout out to blogger Juan Data, who's been on our show. He's a genius of Latin music blogging, and he put me on to this mixtape. We'll be right back.
Funny we should mention Miles Davis, because that's what that track reminded me of.
This, I can't even tell you what this is doing to me. That music, I want to go home now.
What does that mean?
I'm done. I'm done here. I want to go home, put on a bathrobe, and blast that music and just smoke a cigar. Why can't we just do that here at NPR?
I walk around with a cigar not lit, but that's as close as we can go.
I think I'm implementing mandatory bathrobes in the studio.
I'll pass on that one. Tell me why you like that, because I have very specific thoughts when I heard this song.
I don't know. To me, it's, you brought up Miles Davis, and I have gotten really into jazz music over the last couple of years. I guess I came into jazz older. I mean, I didn't like jazz really when I was a teenager. And I kind of teetered on the edges of jazz for a long time, looking inward, because I don't know. I was scared that it would be a world that was incomprehensible, that I would be judged for, where do I even start? I was fortunate enough to befriend NPR's jazz blogger, Patrick Jernwetnanen, and he started taking me to a couple of jazz concerts. So I just love jazz music. I have to say, this reminded me of Anna Tijoux's Elephant mixtape. Which incorporates
really?
A lot of jazz
yeah.
with strong funk beats and bass. I just love it.
So this song reminded me of a Miles Davis album called Bitches Brew. And it was made in the late 1960s. And it was his transition over to electric instruments and electronic jazz, electric jazz, the whole jazz fusion thing. But that's what this reminded me of, because it was very sparse and it was very ethereal. It's the whole idea of it being malleable, the whole idea of the musicians in the studio taking it different directions based on whatever happens there. And that's what this track reminded me of. When I first heard it, I thought, I've already heard Bitches Brew. I don't really need to hear anybody else. But now that you tell me, the genesis of it, I mean, did he find this vinyl somewhere? Was there some band from maybe Ecuador or some other country doing something similar to Miles Davis at the same time, or maybe influenced by them? It's left me with more questions than answers, but still makes it intriguing. And I'm really getting into the track. I'm liking it a lot.
Maybe we should have him on the show sometime to share some of, just like we did with Gecko Jones, DJ Gecko Jones.
That's a very good idea.
We should have him on and to talk to us about some of his vinyl discoveries.
I'm all about vinyl discoveries, man. You know that.
What are we discovering next?
Next, we're going to discover a band called Del Exilio, and this is a track called Tú y Yo.
Tiempo para
Full disclosure, I play soccer with the lead singer, Dave Sandoval, who is...
Didn't know that.
The nicest guy I've ever met.
Very nice guy. He's been a fan of the show, and he's written in on the comment section. He's talked a lot about the music. But with this album, the album is called Panamericano. With this album, we can see his musical skills as a songwriter, as a producer, but more... on this record as a visionary, and because the album is about the Latino experience from immigration, living here, getting acculturated, and finding out things about yourself, which are things that we talk about a lot on the show. And I've really hats off to Dave on this album because I think he nailed it. He really nailed it with these songs. I played a more subdued, mellow track, but the musical influences, they border on pop, but there's a very strong Cuban influence because his background's Cuban American.
Yes.
And I just love all the different textures that he brought to this, musical textures, sonic textures, and the story that he told. I think this is a very, very strong album.
And I think it's so great to see that his project is about these issues of being Latino American, because I happen to know that Dave has done a lot of work with the community and that he is very concerned with these issues. So it's coming from a very genuine place. You know, sometimes a musician will put out a Heal the World album, mm-hmm. and it's not...
right.
For Dave, it's just come... this is from a very genuine place of concern and caring.
As with the best political or souls, not political, but as with the best social songs about social statements, they tell stories.
Right.
And it's not pedantic. It's not, we will change the world. It's, you get an understanding of how the world needs to change through his stories. The best songwriters do that with their social justice songs, like Ruben Blades, Ruben Blades, or even Bob Dylan. So hats off to him, man. He really killed on this album. The bigger question, is he a good soccer player?
He is such a good musician. Hey, no,
so
I am
rough.
No Messi. I have
so
two left feet.
Oh,
I have two
God.
Left feet, and I am
Dave,
no one to judge.
I'm so sorry, man. She just, oh,
I
man.
Am a terrible soccer player.
I think we better move on.
Who are we passing the ball to next?
Passing the ball to something you brought in, a straight-ahead salsa cut called Young Folks.
There's a story behind this, but tell me if you recognize this song. This is the Williamsburg Salsa Orchestra.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go along with you
something in your throat there, Felix? Getting choked up?
Yes, I am.
This is the original song here is Young Folks by Peter, Jorn, and John. Have you heard that?
No.
It's yeah, you have. It starts with whistling.
Okay. I must have missed that one. I was out of the room when
so,
that was.
So, well, the Williamsburg Salsa Orchestra, you know, they kind of specialize in covering a lot of indie rock bands. I mean, Arcade Fire, Mars Volta, Animal Collective, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, that's their thing then. They do salsa versions of indie rock.
Yeah, and their lead singer is Solange Pratt. She is an Argentine singer.
You know, when I heard this song, I thought, well, and I don't want to disrespect the guys in the band or the singer. No, because it's like, okay, what am I hearing? Am I hearing something new? Because I kept hearing all these musical references. There's two trombones, two trumpets, and a Barry sax. So that's Eddie Palmieri's lineup from like the 60s, the trombones, the really brassy sound, and a smaller band. Then toward the end, when they do the little coro, the chorus, and it kind of breaks down where it's just the chorus and the bass and like just somebody keeping time. Then I hear a little bit of timba, which is the newer form of salsa from Cuba that mixes in funk and R&B. And they do that often. They break it down and they just sort of repeat it over and over and over. I heard a lot of different things, but I didn't hear anything new or innovative. You know, anything that on any of the instrumentalists, it's a tight band. It's a good band. But now that I hear, you know, what they're doing, it puts in a different perspective.
Yeah, I guess I know what you're saying. I don't always need everything to be new and innovative. Sometimes things can just be fun.
But when it comes to salsa, we've had this long. We've had this conversation.
And I've made the comparison with AC/DC. I love AC/DC. I think all of their songs sound the same.
Right.
Most people would agree with me, I believe. But that's one damn good song they've been playing for the last.
That's very true. So that makes sense. I mean, I like the band. I want to hear more of what they do.
Okay, you know? I'll bring more stuff.
It reminds me, there's a version of the Coldplay song, da 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 da. What's the name of that song? I can't remember what it is, but they
Clocks.
Yes, Clocks. They did an Afro-Cuban salsa version of that for some compilation album that was brilliant. And that's again maybe that's where these guys got that idea, because a lot of these songs work in the Afro-Cuban form, the salsa, you know, the mambo and with the clave, the 3-2 clave, it really is, talk about malleable.
Yeah.
It's very adaptable to all kinds of different things and different song forms. So taking on indie rock stuff, bands that I would never listen to be honest, like any of those bands, all of this music's going to sound new to me because I don't know I don't know their music or their songs. But I'm looking forward to hearing them on this.
I like that we're ending on an energetic note.
Very energetic.
Talk to me. What are we going to end on?
You brought something that we're both really, really interested in. This is the new track from Mala Rodriguez,
yes.
La Mala. This is called La Rata.
El río, la rata, con mi madre que me sacó toda la garrapata. Respira profundo, que no te importe la cloaca. Este mundo es perfecto, dale, pataditas a la lata. Si no lo haces tú, dime quién te ata. Pa' fuera los colores, la corbata. Que arte y osica no te sirve de nada. Como sucedáneos en el ultramarino a este mundo vinimos. Sí, pero ¿qué hicimos? Lo mediocre justifica lo divino. ¿Y qué les digo yo a la abuela? Que cerraron las escuelas, monto un caballo sin espuela. Y me deja que lo monte, porque lo trato bien. Hace rato ya que desaparecieron los modales. Los modelos a seguir son cuatro subnormales y todavía somos hermanos. No voy a llorar porque así no se consigue nada. Yo soy caprichosa, quiero llegar a mi choza y tener agua, agua. ¿Cuál es tu guerra? Si te mueres te entierras. La nana que yo canto me respira la niebla sobre la tierra. Y me corte la cabeza si no me funciona.
funciona. ¿Cuántas se quedan? 18 neuronas. Plasma, pencil, figue y otros antojos. Ya os veo ya convertidos en rastrojos. Pingajos con esos despojos sobre los hombros. Hombres y mujeres equivocados. Comiendo la ración entera de un bocado. Bajo el sol somos lo mismo. Y si no nos desnudamos, y si no bailamos, y si no comemos, y si no reímos, y si no follamos, y si no cagamos, ¿en qué nos diferenciamos? ¿Qué nos parecemos? ¿Por qué nos matamos? ¿O qué tienen sed? ¿Por qué? Si teniendo agua no se la damos. Son solo niños. El presidente cabrón está ahí porque lo votamos. Abro la ventana, siento el aire moviendo mis ramas. Mundo mío está tocándome la membrana. Que se vendió más barato el jaco, la manzana. Cualquiera puede amarme, cualquiera matarme, cualquiera sentenciarme. Pero ¿quién me libera? No existe enfermedad certera. Todo hecho es puro cuento.
That's how it ends. Abruptly, just like that.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting.
I love her.
Oh, we've been waiting a while for her. For her new record.
And this is a single.
This is a single from the new record that's coming out in, they told me, like the first part of March.
I'm so excited. I think she is brilliant. I think if you are looking for proof that Spanish language rap can be excellent and thought-provoking and danceable and sexy all at once. Well, first of all, you should listen to All Latino. But also, you can listen to Mala Rodriguez. In fact, when I was hanging out with Puerto Rican rapper Tego Calderon on the island, he was telling me just how much respect he has for this woman.
She's up and coming, and amongst the people who already know her, she's not up and coming. She's already arrived.
Right.
In a lot of ways. And the more people know about her, the better.
I got to say, we're really trying to get her on for another Alt Latino guest DJ. I have to say that I think that show we did with her in Spanish was... I got several letters saying that was the sexiest show we've ever done.
Oh, my God.
Because her accent is so beautiful.
Her accent was
combined
amazing.
With yours...
You're so... God, first Dave Sandoval and now me?
No, man. Combined with your voice?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Felix.
You're just...
Interesante, Contreras.
I think it's time to end the show. But we want to end with music this week. So we're going to try something different. We're going to ask our producer, Saran Mohammed, to go back to the song Batuque, because it was such a beautiful song. This way we can close out the show with music. Just like that. Saran is so good. She's excellent.
That's Saraya Mohammed.
Thank you so much.
Super producer.
Thanks so much. We want to remind you that you can hear this song and all the others that we played on the show on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We keep the conversation going there, and we talk about other things, not just music. We talk about what's happening with Latinos in the U.S. and in Latin America.
Lots of interesting interesting,
oh,
interesante.
So interesting.
I'm sorry. Alt Latino Radio, 24/7, anytime you want to hear it, an endless stream of the music, every song we've ever played on the show. You can find that on our webpage, npr.org/altlatino.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
El Interesante.
Interesante Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Sangue corre no teu rio. Suor seca no teu ar. Meu canto é feito pra ti. Como os peixes são feitos pro mar. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro. Bate meu coração. Meu coração.